There have been schools of fish in the sky, on airplanes, that is, but tales of an individual flying fish are as rare as sushi. But Jill Ann Cooper, a Starbucks employee who moved from Seattle to Amsterdam, has a fish tale to tell. She shipped her small Siamese fighting fish named Francesco between the United States and the Netherlands. Jill Ann Cooper joins us now from her office in Amsterdam. Welcome.
Thank you, Linda.
So the first question, first class or coach for this fish?
I was in business, but poor Francesco was down in the hold.
Oh, no, he had to fly freight?
Exactly. They wouldn't let him on board.
Does that have something to do with the notion that you can't take containers of water on board?
Yes, if he could have lived in 3.5 ounces, it would have been a different story.
So what does it take to get a fish through customs? Did Francesco need a visa?
He needed some health clearance. I personally had to fill out several forms, and the company that shipped him also did, and he was detained actually for quite a while waiting clearance from the USDA.
How long did the flight of the fighting fish take door-to-door?
From door-to-door, it was 9 days.
Wow. What did he travel in?
He was placed in a plastic bag with a little bit of water and a lot of air, and then put in another bag with a warming pad and wrapped in styrofoam and then put in a cardboard box.
Good Lord. I mean, I would think you're lucky that he didn't arrive poached.
He was concerned that I was going to get bouillabaisse, that's for sure.
Now, I'm not sure how you would tell, but did he handle the trip well? Were there any signs that he got airsick?
He was really lethargic. The water was really quite murky after 9 days and not a lot of water. If a fish has a personality, Francesco definitely does, and he made it clear to me that he wasn't happy with me at first, but now he's back to his normal self.
So why did you go to all this trouble for a fish? I mean, did you ever think that maybe it would be easier to give him away and just buy another one when you got there?
Well, he's been with me for a couple of years, and we'd adopted each other in Chicago, and he'd made the trip with me from Chicago to Seattle, and he'd been through lots of ups and downs with me, so I was reluctant to let him go. I had friends recommend that I release him into the waters of the Puget Sound in Seattle, but that wasn't going to happen.
I mean, do you have a personal relationship with this fish or something?
At risk of being committed for being insane, I come home at night and I say, "Buongiorno, Francesco," and I feed him. I definitely feel more of an attachment to him than I think most people do to their fish. He's infinitely better than my ex-husband, let me tell you.
Jill Ann Cooper is the owner of Francesco. She joined us from her office in Amsterdam. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.
This is NPR News.